security program on spreadsheets, new regulations piling up, an audit dread. It's time for Vanta. Vanta automates security and compliance, brings evidence into one place, and cuts audit prep by 82%. Less manual work, clearer visibility, faster deals, zero chaos. Call it compliance or call it Calmpliance. Get it? Join the 15,000 companies using Vanta to prove trust. Get started at vanta.com/calm.
So today's episode is definitely going to expand some minds. We're talking about consciousness, energy, light code activations, and a deeper spiritual and energetic effects of alcohol and drugs. Because a lot of people know substances affect the body, but what if they also affect your vibration, your clarity, your intuition, and your energetic fields? Joining me again is Sandra Bailey, or Shaman Sandra, whose work focuses on energy healing, trauma clearing, spiritual restoration, and helping people reconnect to themselves in a deeper and more conscious way. And today we're exploring questions most people are curious about, but rarely hear discussed openly. What are light codes? Can energy actually be activated? And what happens spiritually and energetically when people use alcohol and drugs? And so, Sandra, it's so good to see you again. It's such an interesting conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. So more and more people are talking about this now, which is fabulous. But let's start at the beginning. What is light code activations? A lot of people hear that term, but they don't know what it means. So what are light codes? And what does light code activation mean?
Light code activation are different galactic codes that can be used. They can be used for healing. They can be used for information. They can be used to go into, there's chambers in the upper world, and there's also med beds. So in order to reach those, you have to have a light code activation because of how high frequency it is there.
Interesting. So it's a different frequency. Just to kind of break it down a little bit further, it's a different frequency. And so when you do light code activations, what is that doing and bringing down? Or can you explain how it works?
Mm-hmm. All right. So there is templates that you can get, and that's ancient knowledge. And what you can do is you can get information from all your past lives. And with that template, I go back and I collect the gifts, and then I put them into a gold spiritual template. And then Once I've got the client's frequency elevated, because I have to elevate it to put the template in, I have to open, rotate, and balance the chakras, and then I can put the template in. And sometimes it can be done in 20, 30 minutes. Sometimes it takes longer if that person's vibration keeps dropping.
Vibration dropping due to things that they're doing to themselves?
Just the energy here on Earth. So what I have to do is bring a light being in to continuously send that high frequency while we're getting it in place. And then once it's in place, their frequency is going to elevate immediately.
And so to everyone listening out there, Sandra recently did some work on me. And what she had reported back was that my hormones were all out of whack. And I literally just got my hormones checked, paneled blood work, and she was spot on. And so I just want people to know that like this work is real and it's really effective. The upgrade that you gave my body within a couple of days, I felt like tremendously better. Like I'm talking tremendously better, where I felt like I got my life back and myself back. And so the stuff is it's new age, but more people are talking about it. But I just wanted people to know how real it is.
Definitely. It's amazing. And we have so many tools out here.
So why do you think that more people are suddenly becoming more interested in this work, the energy healing, spiritual awakening? What is happening in the world?
What's happening right now is we're in a great split and we're moving to a higher frequency. And the ones that have not awakened will be forced to awaken. And unfortunately, it's going to be through trials and tribulations and things that happen to them. So for people like me and you that are spiritually awakened, it's going to be a nice, you know, gentle, easy split. And you're going to, your frequency is going to start raising, your crystalline DNA. And then for those, they have to stay in the lower planes and the lower frequencies to push them to awaken.
So pushing them would be something like health challenges and struggles in life versus someone who's awake is going to have a little bit of an easier go.
Yes. And a lot of them are getting attacks. And the reason why is because we're running out of time.
Can you explain that?
So what's going to happen is we're going to go to 3D or, I mean, 5D, sorry. But there is a lot of people that will stay at 3D. So the spiritual realms and their higher selves are just giving them extreme situations to say, hey, wake up. So they're pushing them into these situations and then guiding them on the outside. And usually when people are under attack, they'll sit with themselves and they'll try to figure it out and they'll contact other people to help them like me. And then I'm like, hey, you're in a spiritual awakening. This is what you need to do. And so that's what's going on.
Interesting. It's really, really sad right now, but I have noticed like a lot of people passing away through suicide. It's increasing like at a speed I've never seen before.
Me too.
And it's happening like every second day. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing someone passing away and I'm hearing of someone committing suicide. I'm hearing of someone having a sudden heart attack.
Yes.
And these people are people that are my age in their 40s.
Exactly.
Really scary.
And then, you know, all the fights that we're seeing on TV and everything, that's coming for the dark beings. Because what they've done is they're coming in and then the light beings are trying to keep them down. So it's like a teeter-totter back and forth.
Yeah, and it causes so much conflict. So now more people are realizing that these traditional approaches aren't fully helping them anymore. I mean, it's been the story of my life. Traditional medicine has never been helpful in my world. I won't say never. There's been a time and a place, but most of the time it hasn't worked. And until I've found the energetic world, I finally started seeing some changes in my life and health in a way that most people wouldn't even believe. Do you think more and more people are becoming open to this or sensing that there's got to be something more?
Yes, they are. I had a lady that contacted me. She has bipolar disorder. And she said something was just telling me, Sandra, that contact you. And when she did, when I went back into her past life, she had made vows and contracts. So once we got those clear, I was able to start doing the healing process. And under her doctor's care, we've reduced her medicine down tremendously.
Wow.
The past can affect you.
I was just going to say, can the unresolved trauma or emotional heaviness block someone for accessing deeper awareness?
Yes. Yeah. And you would be amazed at the vows that we make in these past lives, just stating them out loud. Like I had another lady that she has a spiritual business and it wasn't going anywhere because she had made a vow as a nun to always be of service with no compensation.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah. It's wild how, I mean, even like life today, sometimes I speak something out loud and words have way more power than we think they do.
And you know what you can do? And this sounds so silly, but it works. After you say it and you catch yourself, go delete, 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 delete. And it actually deletes what you said. Because I had someone told me that, one of my instructors. So when I practiced it, when I was able to do shamanic journeys, when I first learned. So I went to the upper room. They're like, yep, that deleted it. And I'm like, yes.
Wow. I'm going to spend the next 4 hours writing down the word delete then.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's tough sometimes because we go through rough days. And I mean, it's still real life, right? Like we can't be perfect and no one is. You recently put a video out on your social media that caught my attention, especially after I went to a social event and had some alcohol. So this is a really interesting topic because a lot of people know that drugs and alcohol affect the body. But from your perspective, you've got a little bit of a different perspective. So how does drugs and alcohol affect someone's body energetically or spiritually?
So it lowers your vibration. And the biggest thing with that, especially with alcohol, I've seen that really, not seen it with marijuana, but I see it with alcohol. It lowers your vibration. So what happens is you have earthbound spirits that have not crossed. And some of these earthbound spirits are alcoholics. So they'll hang around bars and they'll hang around when people are drinking and they're waiting on the opportunity for you to get intoxicated so they can feed off of that energy and feel that intoxication. And then the other aspect is if it's not a deceased earthbound spirit, then it's usually demonic beings. And what they'll do is wait for you to get really drunk, which gives them permission. A lot of people don't understand alcohol gives permission. So when that happens, they can go inside of you temporary. And when you do, that's when you black out. You don't remember anything.
And so when they enter the body, because you're inviting them in by drinking the alcohol. Does it matter how much you drink or the types of alcohol you drink?
Yeah. I've noticed with someone, you know, that drinks wine or beer, it takes a lot, usually like 6 and above. But with liquor, yeah, it happens pretty quickly. I'd say after probably about 3 shots, I've seen it.
Right. So what happens after? Like, how do you recover from it?
Usually the reptilian will come back out. That's like 98% of the time. And then the deceased spirit, sometimes that's the ones you have to be worried about because they'll follow you home. And then they'll constantly tell you things to get you to drink. So if this happens to you and you've been out, I'm going to tell you how to clear it. What you can do is as soon as possible and just say, and we say in the name of God, because it won't allow dark beings, spiritual authority. So you would say in the name of God, and you can call in Archangel Michael. I call in Archangel Michael and 777 of his warrior angels to remove the dark beings or the earthbound spirits around me right now, and he'll remove them.
How will you know if they're gone, or how do you know that they're affecting people like that?
When they come out of the blackout, that means it's gone. That means the reptilian is gone. And with the deceased spirit, they're just going to hold on, you know, until you stop drinking, and then they'll leave.
Okay. So what about drugs? What are the effects of drugs on the body?
What I've noticed is the opiates, it sneaks up on you. It takes a little bit of time, but heroin and fentanyl and meth, it happens immediately. And I can tell you that I had a cousin that did meth, and I've never seen him do it. But when I went to a family reunion, I happened to be walking around the corner and I saw him, and his head shape-shifted into like a goat, and I could see the yellow eyes, and it freaked me out so bad that I fell off the porch. And this was before my awakening. So that was, yeah. I see that like instantly when they do that. And I've done some work helping people, you know, that are homeless, that are have heroin problems. And so I see them around them too. And they continuously push them to use more.
Yeah. And I mean, I literally like felt the next day after having some drinks, felt like I didn't even want to be with myself the next day. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but it was like a disconnect from my own self in a way that made me feel lonely.
Definitely.
Yeah. The anxiety was definitely there. Let's talk about sex for a minute. There's a lot of speculation on social media right now about the effects of joining with someone else in a sexual experience and how that affects the body spiritually. So can you give us some insight into what happens when you have sex with another person?
First, I'm going to go to the most extreme that I've seen. I have seen, and especially if you're a light worker, the dark beings will send people to your spouse or your mate so that when you have intercourse, it goes into them. So possessions can go from one person to the other through sex. And that's very rare, but I've seen it. What I see the most is black magic can even transfer between two people. Its energy can transform. So what happens is a lot of that energy sits in a woman's womb. And that's why you're finding so many people that need womb healing. And it's because of that energy that's gone in there.
So can you take on like traits of the other person? Or like, for example, if someone is going through a really hard time, or they're, you know, battling with some kind of unresolved trauma on their own, which everyone is. But if it's really extreme and you sleep with that person, can you like, I don't know, adopt those?
Yes, they'll go from him to the other person. And they'll usually, and so, with time, it'll get weaker and weaker. But yes, you can definitely carry on their traits also.
So what does that mean then? Like, should we be, how do we protect ourselves from these experiences?
Well, you know, like when you're dating or you're seeing someone, we worry about STDs. and things like that, you mm-hmm. need to worry about spiritual. And you can, this is what I tell people, if you want to practice seeing if someone who they really are, once you've been around them, you can't see. But if you will just get into a meditative state, close your eyes, bring up a picture of them and go immediately with what you hear or feel. You, and when you open your eyes, you'll either see like a flash in their eyes. And if that shows like a reptilian, back away, it's no good. And then if you don't see the flash in the eyes and then you feel them, majority of the time, it's not a dark being inside of them. You're just picking up on their energy. But the reptilians, that's okay. The big one. I want you guys to look at that.
So if someone is super anxious or if they're perhaps like low, their confidence is low or they have low self-esteem, you might feel those traits, but they might not necessarily be reptilian.
Exactly. Yes. The reptilians are more sneaky. They stay quiet because they don't want to get caught.
Right. They're probably those really charismatic types.
Yes. Yes.
What happens when someone starts healing emotionally and energetically in terms of the substance abuse stuff? Does their addiction or relationship to substances change?
Yes, it does. I've seen when people are going through their awakening, there's a lot of things that they don't want anymore, like smoking, alcohol, sitting around listening to just rumors. You know, people that are spiritually awakened and that are on the path, they're searching for knowledge, truth, and the light. And the other people are not. They're doing very low frequency activities.
Yeah. My awakening happened about a year ago. And well, maybe not more than that. Probably I'll say 2 years. And suddenly I couldn't go to sporting events anymore because it was so stimulating. Like I couldn't. It was crazy. It was like my spirit team was saying, you don't belong here anymore. It was like, yeah. I was just being surrounded by alcohol and people screaming and yelling and the no nonsense conversations that people had. It would drive me crazy, like mm-hmm. absolutely crazy. And then I became really sensitive to noise and sound and didn't want that life anymore.
Exactly.
It was like, I couldn't, not that I didn't want it. I couldn't even handle it.
I know. And the one thing that I miss is concerts, but I can't go either. Because it's just, it's like, it's too much going on.
Right. Is being overstimulated, like, what is that a sign of in spirituality?
Energy that needs to be processed. So when you feel overstimulated, ground. You don't have to go outside to ground and get the star chakra underneath your feet. That needs to be opened. That helps tremendously. So what happens if it's too cold, because I live in the South, it's warm. You can take off your shoes and see roots growing out your feet. Through the tile, you know, into the ground and just stay there. And then when you feel, it's like your spirit's going to tell you, okay, disconnect. And then you just disconnect.
Amazing. And so what about those instances of like concerts? Like I was just mentioning, why do spiritual people or people who are awake or on a higher frequency feel so overstimulated in environments where there's tons of noise and people?
One thing, and this is so interesting, if you'll watch a performer, if you'll watch when they come on stage, they have, majority of them, an attachment or a being that goes into them. That's why you'll see them. I don't want to, Beyonce made an interview about it. And she said that when I go on stage, I'm someone else. And I forgot the name that she gave them. And that's why they can do things that humans can't do. That's why they can run, jump in the air and just do all these things because it's the spirit in them. So that sets the stage, literally, you know, with the spirit being in there. And then there's so many people in there drinking alcohol. And then that just brings more spirits and it lowers our frequency. And then you start to feel that yuckiness and that heaviness. And that's just from the energy that you're around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Noise becomes unbearable sometimes in situations where there's a lot of people.
If you are really sensitive to energy, that will bother you too, the noise.
Mm-hmm. So do you just avoid those situations? Because I love going to concerts too, but is there any way that you can actually attend something and enjoy yourself? Like, is there a way to protect yourself?
Yes, this is another great thing. And this was kept from us. I know you hear me talk about Archangel Michael all the time, but he is the protector. And I love him. He's taught me so many things. All right, so you can actually clear the building yourself. And like I said, these are tools that no one We weren't taught in the church or anything like that. So what you would do with that, you'd have to call in a lot more. So you'd say, in the name of God, I call in Archangel Michael and 1 million of his soldiers to come here at this building and clear it of any dark or demonic beings and cross over any earthbound spirits. But you have to ask them to stay. Stay until the concert is over.
Interesting. So how can, in your work, there's a lot of talk about protecting one's energy and being conscious of what you allow in your field. So can you, again, remind us of how someone can strengthen themselves energetically?
Yes. We want to first close all the openings. So you want to shut down your TV because it's a screen and it's a portal and the mirrors and your phone. There's a lot of interference in the phones. Because we have phones now, if there is something on your Facebook or your social media page, it's coming through the phone to you. So we want to cleanse and clear it. You can use, because of the mirrors and the TVs, I would just use sage. Use sage to cleanse that energy. And then you can call in Archangel Michael to close them. And he'll close all the shiny surfaces. And that stops the leak right there.
How do you know if your energy is compromised or depleted?
Okay. So if your energy is compromised, you're going to feel it. It gives you physical sensations. A lot of times it's pinpricks. And then if your energy is depleted, you can actually take a pendulum and hold it over your chakra. And if your chakras don't move, that means they're closed down and you're depleted and we need to open them back up to get the energy flowing.
So you put the pendulum in front of each chakra, and if it moves, then it's active. And if it doesn't move, that means there's a blockage there.
Yeah, I wish I had one. Start with your heart, and you're just going to hold it here. Let the stone come to right there. Yeah, right there. Hold it still. And if you don't see it do a complete turn, that means that it's not open all the way. If it moves a little bit, that means that it's open a little bit. But if it doesn't open at all, it's closed.
And that is a sign that you need to open yourself back up.
And let the energy flow.
Okay. And these are, like, a lot of this stuff is intention. Is there anything that someone cannot do on their own? Or, like, for anybody out there that's skeptical, which is going to be a lot of people, just to be honest, can anyone not perform this, or is this something anyone can do?
With the chakras and cleansing your energy field, closing the portals, all that, that can be done. But the ley lines, which are invisible lines that come to you, are different because they're very long. So it's really, you need to know how to travel in the spirit world. And as shamanic practitioners, that's what we specialize in, is traveling. That's like the whole concept. So that and past life, I do a lot of that, and that's something I have to do. But if you have a guide, like a light being guide, a Palladian, they can bring certain things to you.
What kind of things would they bring to you?
Templates, symbols, because everyone has a symbol that you've had for generations, and even galactic. So they can bring those symbols, and they're used as protection and also healing. So what they'll do is they'll bring the symbol, and then they'll put your light body in the middle and bring those two together like that. And then they form and close at the top and then at the bottom. So you're in that symbol. Now, if you're just an everyday person or you do Reiki, you're fine with that. But if you fight black magic or dark beings, that's not going to be strong enough. But for the average person, it works wonderful.
Amazing. So for someone out there who's feeling a little disconnected or maybe a little bit scared, because we've talked a lot today about, you know, what alcohol can do to the body, what does reconnection look like? Or what would you say to them?
I want you guys to get in tune with yourself. And it's important when you start off on this that you have your guide, and your guide is going to guide you. And reconnecting back to yourself is not only about keeping the energy flowing, it's connecting to your divine blueprints that you have had. And once, it's difficult to connect with that if you don't do certain basic things, like learn how to open your chakras, keep your energy cleansed. I'd put it in that order: opening your chakra, keeping your energy cleansed, your guide, and then connecting to your guide. A lot of people will connect to their guide, but they don't tell them what they want. So they're like, okay, we're here, but you're not telling me. So when you connect with your guide, make sure it's a light being. And there's a whole different types of light beings. you'll need to go to the higher ones, like the Palladians and the Syrians and the Arcturians, because they're the one that has the advanced knowledge. So once you connect with them, ask them. You can say, hey, I need my symbol. You know, can you bring me my symbol? Can you bring me my template? And they will. And you just got to connect with them and just ask, because we forget to ask.
We forget to ask. And a lot of people, like including myself, I get stuck on the visuals and sometimes I don't see visuals. And so is intention enough?
Yes. And a lot of people think that vision is the strongest. It's not. Feeling is. And I had to learn that the hard way with my students, you know, because a lot of them think things can shape shift and they can show you something that they're not. But the feeling in your body will show you who they are.
Yeah. I've also heard, well, I've had some experiences where I've had like tingling sensations in my face or my body when I'm around a certain person. And I've also had, this sounds really strange, but I've also like drooled, like my mouth like starts watering like extremely around certain people. And what I've heard is that's like a recognition of like a cellular recognition of somebody perhaps from another life. Do you have any other explanation for that?
Yes. For the drooling.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're around certain people, especially if you're a healer, you're going to pick on things that are wrong, but that's different for everybody. Your situation, when you picked up, that was confirmation that you had connected with their energy. And also their speech. They're letting you know to watch that person, what they say, because that's immediately what I'm getting, that you need to watch out for that person and what they say, because they're not, their mouth, their tongue is not being honest.
Interesting. And what about the tingling sensation that I've heard this with other healers as well? It's like the raccoon, like here in the cheekbone. I get that a lot.
Oh my gosh. It's so, I love that we're talking about this. Because I'm working a galactic case and I got cut off. So I had to go back old school, like pendulum and everything. And so what I would do is I would close my eyes and I would call the Palladians in because I know how they feel. And for me, when they come in, I feel like a vibration on the outside of my body. And so what I would do is one by one, I would call them in and I'm like, okay, they're here. This one's here because I can feel it. And ask them to show you and they will. Now, if you want to see what an earthbound spirit feels like, walk in a graveyard. Just walk around and pay attention to how your body feels. And if you want to know how dark beings feel, go into a bar. But first, before you go, get like into a semi-meditated state, walk in there. And that first feeling that you feel, that's it.
Yeah, I was in a small little pub and felt like I needed to get out of there. Like it was like immediately, it's like I don't belong in here. Like that's the way it felt. It was like so disconnected from my body. This is such an amazing conversation. It's a totally different way of living and understanding energy and such subtle different feelings in the body. It does. It truly does. And for people out there that may be experiencing it, it's a lonely place sometimes. It's really difficult to live like that.
And what they're doing is they're removing them out of your life for the moment, or sometimes it's forever, so that they don't interfere in your awakening. Everyone was stripped from me. Everyone. And that was awful. I lost my sisters. I even lost my son. Later on, I saw how that played out and it worked out for the best. But at that time, it did not. It was very, very traumatizing.
Wow. So once you awoken, did you be able to reactivate that relationship with your family?
Yes. But my awakening lasted so long. It was about 5 years. So it lasted a long time.
So can you tell us what is one thing you wish people understood about consciousness and healing and all this work that you do?
Is you have more power than you know. You have more beings out there that want to help you than you know. You need to believe in yourself. You would be amazed at what you can do. I had a lady that just the other day shot fire out of her eyes on accident. So that divine blueprint and wisdom and knowledge is already inside of you. You just have to wake it up. And everyone is healers, but they just don't know it. Mm-hmm. You've had many, many lifetimes, and you have more knowledge in your higher self than anyone on this planet, besides light beings, humans. You have more knowledge than a doctor, than a teacher, because you got lifetimes. And each lifetime,
well, thank you.
You learn something new.
So we have so many past lives, and in each past life, does each past life affect who we are right now?
Yes. Like, I just recently found out of one of my past lives that was kept from me, and that was that I was Arcturian. And when I found out about that, opened up a new level of things for me. And it was so exciting. And it's not just me, you know, all you guys, you just got to do the work and step into it.
Right. Yeah. Being open to it, for me, I think it's the first step. It's like believing in something bigger than yourself. And maybe you don't buy into everything we're talking about today, but you have an open mind to it. And so maybe you're not a non-believer, but you want to try it. And so you ask your spirit guides to help you with something, and it happens. Has there been any times that you've kind of lost faith in it or lost belief in it?
Yeah. Through the trials and tribulations, because it seems to be with me that God just throws me in and I have to figure it out myself, which ended up being a blessing because I've learned so much. But I see a lot of people try to talk about light beings as being bad. You've got good and you've got bad. And one thing that I tell the people that don't really, not yet settled in the spirituality, go look up the word seraphim. Look them up and you're going to see how advanced they are. And they have eyes all over. And those are God's creations. So as long as you're with light beings, you're going to be you're going to be perfect. And angels don't look the way that people think they do.
What do angels look like?
A lot of times they'll come to people with their feathers, but that's not normally. They do that so you can recognize them as an angel. I had Archangel Gabriel that come in yesterday. He was 6'5", blonde-headed, blue eyes with a gold suit on. It was awesome. And then sometimes they'll come and they look like an atom. If you look at an atom, the way that energy is swirling, a lot of times they look like that too.
Okay. Interesting. That's so cool. Well, thanks again for being here and for having this conversation and for sharing more about the work that you do. Speaking of, can you give everyone a little bit of just a quick synopsis of the work that you do and who would benefit from contacting you?
Yes. I do a lot of past life healings, soul retrievals, because everyone's soul is fragmented from trauma. And that's really important. It is also important for healing. For trauma, because we all store trauma in our body. So if I was going to give you any advice, I'd say start with the chakra and the aura work, and then next move to a soul retrieval, and then next to a trauma. And that's for everybody. That's a blanketed, because we all have that.
Amazing. And we'll make sure to have everything in the show notes for people so they can check you out and visit your website.
Thank you very much. And it was such a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much for being here today. And to our audience, if this conversation opens a door to a deeper understanding of healing, that's the point. We want you guys to understand that there's so much more to this world than you could ever imagine. So whether you fully understand these concepts or not, it is clear that how we live, what we consume, and what we carry emotionally absolutely affects how we feel. So again, Sandra, thank you so much for bringing your perspective into this conversation and for helping people think beyond the surface. And so if you guys want to learn more about Sandra's work, everything will be linked in the show notes. And if you know that this episode may benefit someone, please send it to them and leave a comment below, ask some questions, and we'll be sure to get back to you with the answers you're looking for. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, take care.
Take care.